It's EV News Briefly for the 15th of February. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes for those that haven't got time for the normal podcast. We'll kick off with news about EPA documents revealing the exact specs on the GMC Hummer. And my goodness me, the battery is huge. We now know officially 212.7 kilowatt hours. Let me have a little sit down after saying that. 329 miles official EPA range. It's a beast. It's £9,063. The battery alone, £3,000. But what about the actual full size of the battery? Well, that is usable. I gave you the 212.7 kilowatt. The gross battery, although it's not revealed in these numbers, Car and Driver speculating 246.8 kilowatt hours. That is using so many, many cells. Now, a leaked document gives us a glimpse into Tesla's 4680 production. That's their own cells they are making. Making about enough for 10 Model Ys a day on the pilot line. Yes, that is not a lot, but you've got to start somewhere. About a million of these cells, they say, stored at the moment. Good ones. That's enough for about maybe 1,500 Model Ys. You'd go through those very, very quickly. Fisker opened reservations for their second EV without their first EV, the Ocean EV, even being on the market. And the next one is going to be called the Pear, P-E-A-R, a five-passenger compact urban EV, and they want to start it at $30,000. In the Netherlands, Tesla just opened up all superchargers to non-Tesla EVs, announcing the move that previously 10 stations were involved in the pilot, and now about 35 supercharging stations across the country are now open to everyone. An investigation into the fires of the Chevy Bolt and Bolt EUV has now officially been closed. Of course, the recall is ongoing, costing over $2 billion, but at least the official investigation is now done and customers are getting their new battery packs. Volta is a charging company in the US and expanding their deal with Walgreens. 1,000 new DC fast chargers at 500 locations going in. And we'll also talk about the Drive Electric scheme in Canada. An electric vehicle organization has been given $300,000 to establish a resource center in Newfoundland and Labrador to help people go electric. That's great news. In the UK, the car industry is calling for electric car watchdogs to oversee things like charging prices and the reliability of charge points. I'm sure the charge point operators won't be jumping up and down to support this suggestion, but they are suggesting a new regulator called the Office of Charging to monitor the market. I wholly support that. Next, a new study says that hydrogen fuel cells are now a thing of the past for cars and, as battery technology increases, becoming a borderline case for heavy-duty trucking. The report does say, though, that hydrogen doesn't have a future for cars and trucks, but possibly will do for aviation, shipping and steelmaking. Now, Toyota have issued a new patent, or have been filing a new patent, for a manual transmission in electric vehicles. A six-speed gearbox that isn't actually a transmission, but more like a piece of software that will simulate having six gears with paddles behind the steering wheel. That's the bizarrest thing ever. EV charging in Australia is about to get too directional as Wallbox finally ship their CHAdeMO V2G chargers down under. And staying in Australia, Tesla is dismissing the idea of building new gas-powered peaker plants because Tesla saying to the officials the battery technology is more than good enough. And talking of virtual power plants, in the UK, a new study, a new scheme involving EV drivers to help balance the grid will reward them with free shopping vouchers if they let the grid take a bit of energy over peak periods. That is your EV News Briefly for today. See you tomorrow.